Any questions? From my super devotees? No questions. Felicity. You're Feliz? In Spanish, happiness is Feliz. Or Felicidad. Happiness, Felicidad. In Buenos, no, in Rio de Janeiro, when they say Felicidade, they pronounce D-A-D as with a like that Dadi, which Dadi, Ciudadi. So we have a useful name. But actually, it's hard to find names with F in Sanskrit when you have to pick out your spiritual name. Doesn't happen so many. Falgun. Funny.
Suki.
You ever translated name? Or, you're supposed to please the first letter. The Buddhas?
I agree with that.
I guess that. You have a question?
I think the last time another son of Nanda said, he says, you go to in the Vaikuntha and often where is the Krishna Loka? They said it's no difference. Say Krishna is no don't want to be where you could follow on, no, it's only like play with all the devotees. That's in the Vaikuntha in that way?
In Golok Vrindavan.
Oh, Vrindavan. Golok Vrindavan.
Yeah, in Golok Vrindavan, the residents there, they don't necessarily know that Krishna is God. Or if they know, it's not the issue. They don't love Krishna because he's God, they love Krishna because they love Krishna. It's more of a personal thing. Where in the Vaikuntha, everybody knows that Narayana is the supreme. So it's really more awe, reverence. So it's more official kind of appreciation. Where in Goloka Vrindavan, it's very intimate. There you go there, you don't know that Krishna is God.
Everyone praying, no.
Well, if you're a coward, what are you playing?
Coward, yeah.
If you're a parent, then you do the things that parents do with their kids. Feeding and caring, maybe a little playing, depending what age. Going to your rasa with Krishna.
Question. Like, for example, you were speaking about how these people at the airlines, you know, when they are in duty, they put up a persona, and when they're off duty, their persona changes. Which means that for us, we have to endeavor to maintain that kind of congruity all the time, in or out. And I guess that's what we're trying to be here, to do this. And you mentioned a very important point, how it's actually it's not enough to be just nice to the guests. Actually, it's most important to be nice to each other, to create a kind of community, kind of environment. I honestly endeavor to do that, but sometimes I find when you're a manager or when you are directing something, you have to look at people's not so good side in order to, you know, help them or correct them or give some input. So how do you keep the balance of this time? You have to look at someone and say, look, this person is not doing too well, so that does not overwhelm or does not cover your vision of who they actually are.
Well, it's interesting because But they have a leadership training course. I never took it. But bits and pieces, sometimes we had different seminars and different things. Two things come to mind. One is that, which I was told was part of leadership course was, and they had us, in the GBC they had us do this, where you pick out another GBC and tell them one good thing about them, and then tell them something that we thought they should improve, some bad, or thing that could use to improve. And then at the end, have something else good. We had to do, they did that, and we found that, you know, just to found that if you did it like that, and you want to tell somebody that they should improve on a particular thing you're concerned about something, but if you first told them something nice, praise them a little bit for something that you appreciated, that was good, and then you told them the thing that you wanted them to have, that they should improve on, and then at the end again praise them, that the person was not left with a very sour taste in the mouth. They actually could see that you were being somewhat objective because you saw the good sides of them, and you could also see the other side of them. So they're trying to train that we should use skills. I don't know how if people use it all the time, but it made an impression on me. I also noted that it was a good way. Especially if you're going to get something a bit heavy, you should, you know. So you know, if somebody walks up and starts praising, you're probably in for the song.
Very good.
Yeah, you should avoid but.
And.
Especially if you hear but, then you know. because then at least you don't feel like, the problem is you just go and tell somebody something negative. But you think they should improve. They think that you just have something personal against them. You don't love them or you don't like them. They could take it more personally, which is I'm sure not the manager's or leader's idea to make the person feel like that. But it's really a practical issue. So by sandwiching it between some appreciation, it makes it easier for the person to appreciate that you do really care about them and you're just trying to help them. That's one. Another thing that, I forgot. There was something she said before. Sridhar Maharaj, he was really good at finding this kind of video, training videos. Somehow he came up with a training video from Disney World. I don't know if it's available, but it's a really good one. Because they train every one of their employees, including the people that sweep the streets, that do the gardening. They found out that somebody may be cutting the grass, but there'll be people asking, well, where is, you know, Adventureland, or where is Frontierland, or whatever, Mickey Mouse Land, or whatever they want to go. So they train everybody that you're all cast members. For them, okay, this is an act. And they're all actors on the cast. Even the people that plow the fields. They're not trying to think that their employees are going to imbibe love for everybody or anything like that, which we would try to do. But at least they would say that you're all actors and you should act like that. You should act as if you like everybody. But everybody's an actor. The people that are cleaning, the people that are washing. Because somebody might come up to you and ask you how to go somewhere, or it's a 20, I'm a sleepy, fuck off, man, don't bother me. I'm busy, can't you see? And that's what happened. We had this Disney ghost in Mayapur, because in Mayapur everybody was so busy that sometimes they'd stop a devotee and ask something, and they'd just flake off, man, If they wouldn't stop, they wouldn't, so we try to tame them. So now we just set up a couple of booths called guest or pilgrim felicitation. And we try to train all the devotees that if somebody comes to you, you don't have time for them, very politely direct them to the felicitation booth where they can get all the information. If you have the time, to tell them what they want to know. The man's worst prasadam, how to book my prasad, different things. People were complaining that your people are just all so busy, they walk by, because the devotees usually are very busy, they don't have so much time. But then people would feel maybe bad because they can't find out and people wouldn't talk to them. So I remember that we saw this this video from Disney World that everybody's trained. That they said there's a tunnel, they go down, when they're downstairs, they're off, what they call offset. And once they go up, there's like signs and everything. You're going on to set, put on your smile, put on your Mickey Mouse corporate or whatever, you know. And when you're out there, you're acting, you're part of the cast. Everybody there is part of the cast of their Mickey Mouse thing, and then they have to act, you know, like they're on stage. So even that, you know, the guys that wear the big Mickey Mouse suits and they go around because they're acting. But not only them, everybody, and the sweepers, the people at the ticket counter, everybody's trained that you're part of the cast. That's how they do it. So they have that kind of a training. We're devotees. We're 24/7 devotees. We're every day, all day. So then it's like a policeman is always supposed to be a policeman, even when he's off duty. Some bank's being robbed, and the guy, you know, I'm off duty. You know, you're a doctor. You're also supposed to be a doctor all the time. You're supposed to. That's what they call Hippocrates. Hippocrates code, something like that. Oath. That he's supposed to help people from their diseases and things. So, like in the airplane, somebody gets sick, is there any doctor in the house? I'm on vacation, you know. It's the doctor who has to do it. So we're devotees, we're spiritual doctors, we're always ready to help people. That's what I get in trouble. I think it's my duty, if somebody wants to talk to me, I should stay up and talk to them. But then they say, well, go to bed early, and sometimes there's people in crisis and they only the last chance to speak to them.